Turn tonight to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. Do appreciate him. Romans chapter 11. We'll begin reading this evening in verse 13. Romans chapter 11, verse 13, the Bible says, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles. I magnify mine office, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead?" I want to preach just a little while this evening. God will be my help, and I'll try not to be long on this thought. Christianity illustrated. Christianity illustrated. As I looked at this tonight, I was thinking about Paul, and he's speaking to the Gentile people here, to a Gentile nation. He said, "I'm an apostle to the Gentiles." He said, "It came to the Jew first, and the Jew rejected the Lord Jesus Christ." And so God appointed Paul to go to the Gentile nations, and he sent him to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul says, "Hey," he said, "I magnify my own." He said, "I'm proud to go and do it." Amen. So I'm proud of what God has called me to do and the opportunity that God has given me to minister for Him. And I believe what Paul's trying to do here, Paul says, "If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh and might save some of them." Paul says, "What I'd like to do by preaching to the Gentiles, by giving the gospel to the Gentiles," he said, "I'd like to stir up the Jews." He said, "I'd like to stir up you, but he said, I'd also like to stir up the Gentiles." And he said, "If I stir up the Gentiles, provoke into emulation, I may provoke to emulation them that are my flesh." He said, maybe if I stirred up the Lord and given them the word, praise God, I can make my folks jealous. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get jealous over the Word of God. I'd like to get see folks get jealous about the things that's God. I'd like to see the world get so jealous over the church and God's people, praise God, that they'd want to come and get in on what we got. Yeah. It ought to be our high. And so Paul says, "I'd like to just illustrate to them that they could just see how good God is." Christianity illustrated. Now, illustration means, Webster says it means to show. Amen. To put out there where you can see it. It also says to make clear to the understanding. He said, "I'd like to just be able to get them to where they can see Jesus and understand who He is." Amen. I mean, talking about Christianity illustrated, taking Christianity and putting it out there where they can see it. You know, it's our job as Christians to illustrate Christianity, to show the world who we are and who we have. To show them the ever-present help that we have, even in the times of trouble. I believe it's during the times of trouble that's when the Christian really shines. I believe when we begin to pray and fast and seek God's face during the hard times is when the world can see an illustration of godliness. And we need that today, praise God. So Paul is illustrating this to the Gentiles and hoping that the Jews will be stirred up by the illustration. Amen. As I begin to preach and I begin to give God the glory, I hope folks will be stirred up by the illustration. I preach all the time and say, God has to paint me a picture. I'm not a very smart man, but praise God, if He can paint me a picture, I can try to show it to you. Amen. So I can see Paul as he's trying to give this picture. And Paul does that so many times, and he does it so well. Amen. He's always painting a picture, and he's always stirred up. He's always giving a Christian illustration of what a true born-again believer is. Amen. He tells them in 1 Corinthians, he said, "Hey, listen," he said, "in order to show what is," he said, "a Christian is somebody that's in the race. Somebody that's running, praise God. Somebody that's going for Jesus." In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, he said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that you may attain." Paul said, "Hey, listen, this illustration," he says here, he says, "Hey, listen," he said, "we need to get in a race." Amen. Did you hear me? He said, "We need to get in the race." See, you can't win if you're not in. Amen. You don't remember anything else I said tonight. Remember that you can't win if you're not in. Amen. Hey, listen, in order to be a child, in order to be able to illustrate our faith, praise God, we have to be in. Amen. We can't win on the sidelines. Amen. We can't win down sitting down there at the house. But we got to take it out. We got to run. And having not run, I'll run, praise God. We got to get in to win. Amen. He would also go on and tell us in order to win the race, we've got to run the race. But he goes on in verse 26, and he says, if we're going to run, he said, we got to run with some confidence. You know what I think's wrong with most of us tonight? We're in the race and we're running, but we're not running with confidence. We're not really persuaded what God can do for us. God help us tonight to realize that we serve a mighty God who's able to do all things and do it well. Amen? But he said that we need that confidence. In 1 Corinthians 9:26, he said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Paul said, I'm not just a frailing in the air. He said, I'm not shadow boxing, praise God. He said, I'm in this thing to win. You know, if we could realize that, amen, Christianity illustrated, it's when we're in this thing to win, because we're winners. Yeah. Amen. We're not losers. There's not a loser in the house tonight. Amen. Every one of us are winners. We just got to get in the fight. Paul says, I want to stir up the people, praise God. I want them to be winners. He said, you can't win if you don't get in, praise God. And he said, if you're going to get in, he said, you need to get in with confidence. Amen. See, we've got an ever-present help in the Lord that's there to guide us through this. He's there to comfort us and help us and to show us the way. And he's there to give us the strength and the power, amen, to win. We have the power in Lord Jesus Christ to win tonight. Amen. Hey, we don't have to be losers. You know, preacher, you sound like it's a battle. We're in a fight. Amen. And we're participating in something that's so magnificent, praise God. But I want to say, glory be to God, Christianity illustrated is when we step up to the call, step up in the fight, praise God, for the cause of Christ. Amen. Paul said we got to be a soldier. He said we are in combat. Amen. But we're not fighting against bullets and warheads. But he says we're fighting against principalities and powers of this present world. This present world would like to destroy us. It would like to annihilate us. It'd like to suck the energy right out of us. Amen. But there's a good God of glory there to re-energize us and re-stimulate us, praise God, for the battle to keep on fighting on. When we decide that we're in this race, and decide with confidence, praise God, that God's in it with us. And He's there to help us, praise God, to finish well. You know, it's God's desire tonight that every one of us finish well. Amen. We're talking with crowns of glory, praise God, laid up in heaven. Amen. He didn't intend for us to just finish. God, the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to finish well the race that we're running. Paul tells them in Ephesians chapter 6, amen, in verse 10. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. He said, hey, listen, say, we're going to run this race and we've got to run it with confidence. And praise God, the only way we can do it is the power and the might of the Holy God. He said, we start trying to run in our own power, praise God, we can't do it. But when we run in the power of God with confidence that He's there, praise God, to encourage us along and give us the strength as from the throne of grace, amen, we can persevere. Amen. I'm not looking for defeat. I'm looking, praise God, Brother Bill, for victory in Jesus. Amen. We sing a song, victory. I'm looking for victory in Jesus. Bless His holy name. Amen. He goes on in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. He says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He says, so you're in the race, you've got confidence that, praise God, God's going to help you. He says, what you got to do now, he said, you got to realize that this battle that you're fighting, amen. He says, finally, brother, just realize, be strong in the Lord, the power of His might, amen, putting on that whole armor of God. He said, let God clothe you over. Amen. Put you on those garments, praise God, that'll protect you and keep you, glory to God. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know the devil's a wily adversary. He is. I mean, he's sharp. He's got so many different approaches. But praise God, we know the wiles of the devil. Amen. His tactics. Amen. Hey, listen. They're always the same: to destroy and tear down. Amen. But praise God, he said we got to be careful. We got to be clothed upon. We got to have the whole armor of God, so he can resist the wiles of the devil. He said, for we wrestle, verse 12 in Ephesians 6:12, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Spiritual darkness, praise God, that's in high places, and it wants to crush and destroy and beat us down. And he said, in order to keep that, we've got to realize, praise God, we're in a battle. We're soldiers in combat, praise God, and take upon us the armor of God. Amen. So we can persevere in these days we live. Amen. Amen. There ain't no place to retreat. There's no place, amen, to hide. Glory be to God. We got to march on for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Verse 13, he says that, Ephesians 6:13 said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand an evil day, and having done all, to stand. Amen. He said, when it's all said and done, even in wicked times like these, praise God, he said, you've got the armor of God upon you. Amen. You've got confidence that you're in the race, and you've got confidence that God Almighty will see you through. You take a stand, praise God. Amen. Just like they used to talk about these old Tar Heels up here in North Carolina. You know why they called us Tar Heels? They said during the Civil War, praise God, he said these old boys in North Carolina, they'd dig in, praise God, and they couldn't get them out. I mean, he said, they Tar Heels, just like they're glued, praise God. You can't discourage them. You can't run them off. You can't make them afraid. Amen. God says, hey, listen, so we need to be able to take a stand and not be afraid to take that stand. We're living day and time. Heard on the radio the other day, said if you go to Britain and you preach the Bible, if you preach it, that sodomy's wrong, it's an abomination eyes of God, they'll get you for hate crime. They'll send you to prison. They'll fine you big fines if you preach on sodomy. If you go to Canada now, they've got hate crimes in Canada. If you preach on sodomy, the wickedness of sodomy, you'll go to prison for hate crimes. Amen. It's coming a time and a day if we stand upon this blessed old King James Bible. Amen. What we preach will be considered hate crimes. They's coming a day and time, listen, they's coming a day and time when this blessed old book will be considered a hate book. Now if you candy coat it, get you one of them NIVs or SABs or NSABs or whatever you want to call them, these other perversions, it'll be all right. You can preach that according to the Word, but praise God, I want to say, if we stick with this blessed old King James Bible and we preach the truth and we preach it straight, praise God, the world ain't going to like it. They're coming away today, they're going to say, you're going to have to give up that old King James Bible. No more preaching, no. The King James Bible. I told somebody, I believe today, I said, praise God, remember I like chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. Amen. Because when they lock me up for preaching the Word of God in truth and power, praise God, just send me a cookie and I'll preach in there. Amen. You say, preacher, they'll kill you. Don't threaten me with glory. Amen. Glory be God. I told you, ain't nothing to die in, praise God. It's in what's work is living. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, we've got to root it. We've got to decide to take a stand. Amen. If there's ever been a time that the church needs to take a step, if we ever need a Christian illustration today, it needs to be of God's people standing. The whole world's tore up. I mean, literally, the whole world is tore up over this HB2. Because some of our congressmen, senators, our governor, got together and said, you know what? This is a wicked mess with men wanting to go into the bathroom with our little girls. Hey, it's just wrong. And it's not only wrong morally, it's wrong in the eyes of God. And we're going to take a stand for it, and we're going to say, what? You know what? It ain't happening in North Carolina. And the whole world's in uproar. They're saying, well, we won't send money to North Carolina. We'll boycott them. Billions of dollars you'll lose. Good. We don't need our money, praise God. We need our God. Amen. Praise God. If as long as we stay with God, North Carolina will stand. What happened to North Carolina and Asheville, North Carolina, most of all, praise God, when we quit standing with God. When you quit standing, praise God, you begin to fall. Amen. Listen to me. Brother Billy and Brother Bill and Brother Ralph and these other fellows, they didn't go over and fight in Vietnam and these other places for the rights of the United States of America for us to cow down and give in to a bunch of liberals. Amen. It's time that we take a stand, praise God, and having done all, stand for the Lord. Amen. I will say something. Listen to me, church. Brother Bill, there ain't nothing wrong with standing for what's right according to the Word of God. Amen. You'll never go wrong by standing with God. Amen. And God will bless us. And God will help us if we'll stand with Him. Amen. Hey, listen, they're having a rally in Raleigh tomorrow. So those LBGBOs, whatever they are, they're going to pile up down there and they're going to protest the HB2. We need to get the phone number. Brother Jess got it in his phone. If you ain't got it, call our governor, call our senators and say, you know what? Glory be to God. We're standing with you on HB2. We believe our little girls and our ladies ought to be able to go to the bathroom without some pervert going in behind them. Amen. Somebody there just to tear up the hurt, just to get their jollies off on our young'uns. God help America. We've got to stand there. We'll fall for anything. Amen. If we're ever going to stand, we need to stand right now. Amen. Praise God. Lord said, if you'll stand, I'll stand with you. Amen. Praise His holy name. Bless His name. Glory. He said, having done all to stand. He said, therefore, stand therefore, verse Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. I want to say truth is on our side in the Lord. Righteousness, glory be to God, is on our side in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. What an illustration. Hey, if it's time for an illustration, it's right now, today we live. Stand up, praise God, and be recognized as a child of the King. Amen. We would have took this blessed old King James Bible under our arm, and we wanted to march everywhere we go and say, to God be the glory. Amen. Stand. Praise the Lord. Stand for truth. Stand for righteousness. He said, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. A preparing. Amen. He said, our feet shod with the gospel of peace. And you know what? These people want their rights. They want to have a right. Praise God, they've got the same rights we do in the Lord. Amen. They've got the same rights we got. See, they don't want our rights. They want to do what they want to, and they don't care what we want. Amen. We're supposed to cow down to a bunch of wickedness and just let it run over us and have its way with us. But I want to say God never designed it to be that way. We're supposed to stand, and having done all, stand. Praise the Lord for the good cause of Christ. Amen. Our feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. He said, and above all, now watch this. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now I want to tell you what, there's a bunch of wickedness out there. My countries, I've never seen so much wickedness in my life. See a bunch of so-called supposed to be men standing up at the courthouse, standing all around life, dressed up in women's garments, women's undergarments with little old tutus and things running around looking like something out of a comic strip. Amen. Praise God. I will say God's not within a million miles of that. But He said He'd give us a help if we take the helmet of salvation, praise God. Amen. The shield of faith to fight to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The helmet of salvation. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. He said, what we need to do is have a Christian illustration of a child of God standing. Amen. I'm talking about a child of God standing, praise God, in their right mind, clothed in their right mind, with the Word of God in their arms, amen, and said, to God be the glory. They ridicule you, put you down, scream at you, Bible thumper, hater. Amen. Praise God, be a Bible thumper. Glory to God. Amen. Hater, yeah, I hate sin because God does. Amen. I love that old sinner, God. I'd like to see him get saved. But I tell you what's happened. Most of them have been turned over to a reprobate mind. Do those things. It's not even convenient in a season. Amen. They're going to die and go to hell lost in their sin. But God, we need that helmet of salvation. The sword of spirit with the word of God. And in number verse 18, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen. He said, wait, praise God. He said, hey, once we get saved, once we get through faith, we believe and we take the word of God and we stand upon it and we pray and say, God, your will be done. Amen. See, if we ain't careful, I think we'll say, well, Lord, your will be done. Won't you, Lord, your will to be done in America. And that's all well and good. But you know where the will of God has to be done first? In my heart and yours. Amen. We can't help America till we help ourselves with a good dose of the Holy Ghost of God. The Lord in our side, praise God, marching on for His glory. Paul said, you can't run a race if you ain't in. He said, you can't be in if you don't have a confidence in who you're racing for. Amen. Listen, I don't know about you. I've got a confidence who I'm racing for. I know who I'm running for tonight. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And I'm looking for a prize and a high calling in Him, praise the Lord. We need to illustrate of being good soldiers for God. Not only that, we need to illustrate godliness. Amen. We need to be good Christians. Or to be good Christians, when we become good Christians, we become good neighbors. Amen. Do you hear that? When we become good Christians, we'll become good neighbors. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, or verse 14, the Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. He said, we need to follow good godliness. We need to illustrate godliness. Christian illustration ought to be a Christian, an illustration of godliness. Amen. Follow peace with all men. Amen. Praise the Lord. In verse 12, Hebrews 12 and 15, he said, looking diligent, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. He said, what we got to do? He said, we've got to search ourselves and ask ourselves tonight, chungus, listen to me, children of God, are you a good illustration of a child of God and godliness? Amen. If we're a good illustration of God, of being a child of God and godliness, then we'll be a good neighbor. Amen. It all comes together. You know why most people are not good neighbors? Because they have no godliness. Amen. They're not practicing peace and humility. Amen. Glory be to God. Always stirring up strife. Roots of bitterness springing up in us. But he said, that's not of God. That's just old worldly flesh. He said, there's many defiled because of this. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to hurry on. Amen. So he says, not only we have to illustrate godliness, but he said we have to fight the good fight. And in doing that, we keep the faith. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5, he said, but watch thou in all things. He said, young'uns, you need to be vigilant. We need to be looking. We need to be looking to see godliness and righteousness in this present hour. He said, endure afflictions. Amen. Stand the test. He said, do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of your ministry. What's God called you to do? Amen. What's He called you? What God wants you to do? Just stay in the faith. Stay with God. Stay in the race with confidence, praise God, that God will direct you. That's what He wants you to do. It's so simple, Brother Rick. A little child can understand it. It's so simple. A little child can attain to the will of God. Just seeking direction from Him, staying in the fight. Good fight of faith. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, he said, For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He goes on in verse 7 and says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Amen. He said, I fought. He said, I got in the race. I got in it to win. I stayed my course. I've done what God wanted me to do. He said, I've got confidence. I've stayed the course. I've stayed in the battle. I've stayed in the fight. I haven't given up. Amen. The devil tonight is speaking to hearts all over this country. And he's telling, even Christian folks, he said, why don't you just quit? Why don't you just give up? This thing's just getting so ugly. Why don't you just quit? That's what the devil would like for you to do. You say, preacher, you think that's the devil? I won't say Jesus will never tell you to quit. Amen? If there's something telling you to quit and to get out, it ain't the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a devil, the demons of hell. Amen. Jesus is up there. He said, come on, child of God. You can make it. Amen. He said, I'll pour out my power on you. You can win. Amen. He said, young'un tonight, you're a winner. Amen. Glory be to God. We can't quit the fight. Paul said, I fought a good fight and I finished my course. How'd he do it? He said, I've kept the faith. Amen. How do you win tonight? You keep the faith. You keep your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Realize, praise God, if we're going to win, we'll win because of Him. Not of works which we have done, but because of Him. Praise God, we're winners tonight. Hey, but Lord, if I didn't believe that, I'd lock her up, I'd shut her down, I'd go to the house and never look back. But praise God, I believe I'm a winner tonight because my faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm persuaded He's able to keep that I've committed to Him against that day. Amen. I'm confident. That's why I told Brother Rex, I just stay in the race. I just keep running. One day, to the next day, to the next morning, to the next night, praise God. Just keep running. Amen. Christianity illustrated. Praise the Lord. Paul said, I've kept the faith. He said, that's how I kept in the fight. That's how I kept winning. That's how I finished my course. He said, I stayed in the fight. I kept the faith. Amen. But we'll say tonight in our Christian illustration, we'll give up. We'll say, well, it's too hard. It's just too hard to be a child of God. There's no help in this. Well, that's a lie of the devil. Amen? That's a lie that Christianity illustrated, praise, is illustrated in me and you. There is help. There's ever-present help in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the Bible says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. He said, praise God. Just be content with your faith. Be content in the power and the knowledge of God. He said, and you're content in those things, praise God. He said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Amen. How could it be too hard when He's on our side? Praise the Lord. All power in heaven and earth. Amen. Hebrews 13, 6, he goes on and says this. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, so that we may boldly say, what? The Lord is my helper. Don't ever let the devil tell you that nobody will help you. The Bible says explicitly, praise God, that the Lord is your helper. And if the Lord's your helper, praise God, you don't need another. Amen. We've got all we need. I wish I had two good arms. Praise God. I want to throw that thing up so bad. Amen. Glory to God tonight. He's glad in my... He's the God of glory. He is my helper this evening. He's your helper this evening. When the devil tells you, why don't you just give up? You say, devil, get out of my face. I got help. Amen. I've got help. One promise, never leave me, forsake me. The Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Praise God. They'll lock me up. Throw away the key. Glory be to God. Jesus is still my helper. He said, well, you'll starve to death in prison, preacher. Glory be to God. Jesus made it 40 days without anything. Praise God, if I don't make it 40 days, glory be to God, I'll be with Him when it's done. When I close my eyes, praise God, here, my next breath will be in glory. Amen. Praise God. Don't fear what man can do to you. Don't fear what men think about you. Praise God. It's what God thinks that matters. And God thinks you're worth keeping. God thinks you're worth helping. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He goes on in Hebrews 13:7, says, remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow concerning the end of their conversation, that manner of life. Now, like this, in closing up here, Paul says this. He says, listen. He said, Christianity illustrated. He said, look at these folks' life and look how they stood. Look at the manner of their life, praise God, all the way to the end. Amen. It was a picture of perfection. He said, preacher, you mean these people were perfect in everything? No, they weren't perfect in themselves, but they served a perfect God. Amen. And a perfect Savior. Amen. He said, we look to those that serve in perfection. Praise God. That Christian illustration. He goes on and he finishes in this in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. He said, Jesus Christ. He said, sinners, the end of their conversation. What was the end of their conversation? The end of the manner of their living. He said, it was Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. He said they had their eyes on the good God of glory. Amen. They got in the rain. They got in the wind. They were in a battle, praise God, and they knew it, but they were in it with confidence, praise God, and they just said, you know what, Lord, let me just give a Christian illustration that somebody can look back on my life one day and say, glory be, Brother Rex, I would to God. I don't care if they don't know me from Adam's house cat. But I just pray one day that they'd look at my life and say, Brother Jeff Massey, he loved the Lord, amen, amen, with all of his heart. Amen. I don't care if they don't know nothing else about me. I just want them to say, Jeff loved the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart. Amen. The Lord, amen, He's my Lord and my Savior. Praise God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And He'll be the same tomorrow. Christianity illustrated. It's illustrated in the saints that's gone. But praise God, it's illustrated in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Perfect example. Christianity illustrated tonight.